A taxi rigged with explosives blew up near a police station in Syria's capital Sunday, killing 13 people, as UN envoy Lakhdar Brahimi met with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to push his call for a ceasefire. Nathan Morley reports.
Syria's official Sana news agency said the blast took place in the Bab Tuma neighborhood, a popular shopping district largely populated by Syria's Christian minority and one of the oldest areas in Damascus. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the deadly bombing, but Islamist groups fighting alongside the rebels have claimed to be behind attacks against security targets. Elsewhere in Damascus, Lakhdar Brahimi, the joint UN Arab Special Envoy for Syria, urged both sides in the conflict to support a ceasefire during the four-day Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha, which begins on October the 26th.
Leaders of the opposition outside Syria and the leaders of both the armed and peaceful opposition inside Syria, whom we contacted, declared that they would respond positively with this initiative if the Syrian government committed to it.
Brahimi also told reporters following a closed-door meeting that he met earlier with the Syrian opposition groups inside and outside the country to discuss his truce plan. He said he received promises, but not a commitment from them to honour the ceasefire. Meanwhile, the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights has put Syria's initial death toll at 55 for Sunday, including 19 civilians, 7 rebel fighters, 4 defected soldiers, and 25 regular soldiers. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.